Last time I was here, like Emilia said, Carl was sitting just about up there, and a few of the guys here were present, and it was the World's 50 Best Award show, and at a certain point, the counting was going, and we had passed 9, 8, and 7, and we were starting to feel really nervous because perhaps this list had forgotten about us. Last year we were number 10, so it couldn't be that we had moved up on the list. But we did, we became number 3. And like Emilia says, that's old news. Today we are considered the so-called best restaurant in the world. On that notion, I have something I want to read to you. This is a complaint letter that we received not too long ago. It was headlined, "The Emperor is Naked." I hope you all know Hans Christian Andersen and that story. Okay. This is a little bit of a weird translation. I'm sorry for it if there's something that seems weird, but it was also weirdly written, I must say. Probably by a very weird guy. Alright, here it goes. I've eaten at several gourmet restaurants at home and abroad, and several have been awarded Michelin stars. Therefore, I look forward very much to try Noma, to eat at the world's third best restaurant. Never have I been so disappointed with a restaurant. That is Noma. I have nothing against experimenting as long as it tastes good. Noma's food doesn't taste good. It was very inventive, but unfortunately tasted very bad. He made his point. I feel towards Noma as I feel towards Dogman movies. Critics praise it because it's different. In my opinion, a film should take advantage of the thing that makes a movie unique, using inspiration from other media, and not just scrape amazing audio and photo together and call it art. The way Noma cooks leaves you feeling that something is missing. One of the dishes I tasted had the smell of rotting seaweed, and then it was slimy. I won't even mention the flavor. The dish consisted of pure seaweed with a raw egg yolk on the top. I would like to say that I'm not opposed to experimental food in general. I was not alone on Noma, and I noticed that my guests sat and praised the food a lot while I waited to speak until afterwards. Then, when I recited my opinions, it was as if the others were not out of the bubble. How could you dare to say that this about Denmark's so-called best restaurant? After a little silence, more people began to come up with dishes from the dinner that they did not like. And the more they talked about their experience, the more negative were their ratings. It was like seeing people walking out of the Stockholm Syndrome. For me, Noma is like the emperor from the story of the Emperor's New Clothes. Everyone is blinded until someone points and says that the dishes do not taste good. Finally, I would like to say, not all was bad. The snacks we got at the beginning were good. Well, I'll come back to the complaint letter later on. What's a little fun. Today we'll be cooking a lot of food for you, a lot of dishes. It's important for me that we focus this on the reason why I am here, because of cooking. And to do that, I'd like to introduce my team. And please, while I introduce them one by one, give them a lot of applause. On pots and pans, Torsten Bigel. On the water bath, we have Ben Reno. And then finally, this is actually not one of our cooks. He's a regular. He's been to Noma 14 times in the past 12 months. On plate surveillance, Ali. Noah's in front here. You get bored. Noah's look down there. This is almost an image of a book from perhaps India or the Middle East on spices and herbs. This is in fact. I believe it's 41 different products. Porridge on the Indian countryside. That's both spices